Blog Talk Radio.
Oh my God, we're back again. Back again. Brothers, sisters, everybody say. Body say. Gonna bring the flavor, show you how. Show you how. Got a question for you, better answer down. Answer down.
Am I original?
Yeah.
Am I the only one?
Yeah.
Am I sexual?
Yeah.
Am I everything you need? You better rock your body now. Everybody.
When I talk to the shrink, you better not blink. 99 problems that start with the kink. One in the pink, one in the stink. When you shave it down, is it still mink? Come sue me, me to me, surviving, yay, come shoot me. You wanna color me bad like a cool G. You wanna pack me up like a 2-me. Everybody waiting for me to say the wrong thing. Okay, you the king, Burger King.
What kind of insult is that?
Apparently a bad one.
You know what, Taylor? You're the Burger King.
Please don't.
You know, but we're taking a trip down memory lane here, so I feel like a different song is a little more appropriate for this episode.
Yeah.
That motherfucking security guard over there staring at us. Hey, motherfucker ain't nothing but a punk ass bitch.
Pissing me off. I ought to bust a cap in his fat ass.
Yo, wife. What we gonna do? Just gonna piss on this motherfucker.
NWA say fuck the security guard. He ain't a cop, but he still wanna act hard. On patrol at a goddamn convenience store. Getting chicken is a chump minimum wage hoe. Just a swab and an ill fit.
Yeah, definitely a song from 30 years ago. Wow, couldn't make that today.
Probably not.
So, it says in my notes here that you're from Michigan. When did you move to Ohio?
Well, your notes are incorrect. I'm actually not from Michigan. I was actually born here in Columbus. My dad lived in Michigan before I was born. So that's indeed why I am a Michigan fan, because he raised me the right way, as I like to say.
Yeah, this was surprising, shocking news to me. I'm like, anyone who just be around you, you're wearing Michigan everything all the time. It's like, they wouldn't know this.
Yeah, got a big night tomorrow night with that game.
Oh. Well, speaking of how we actually know each other, we worked together many years ago at a, do you want to say where, should we tell people where, are we embarrassed or should we just take pride in where we used to work?
Yeah, I think we can have some pride. I'm not embarrassed.
Well, it was KFC, everybody. And people that came there couldn't read. They would say like give me the Fury Buffalo wings. All that kind of stuff. And this has just followed us around for many years. just after that, everything we saw was Buffalo. But we'd work with people like Mo. Like, how would you describe Mo to someone that doesn't hasn't experienced Mo?
Not the most educated individual. Hard to have a real functional conversation with, I'd say.
Yeah, and it kind of talks a lot of truth. I would say one of the more honest and truthful individuals I'd ever come across.
Yeah, everything I remember talking to that guy about, it just seemed very shady, and I always left the conversation with more questions.
So, which is exactly what you want someone to do when you're talking to them. Just be completely baffled.
Exactly.
So we would be there working there at this KFC back in we're old now. We were young then. This had been like 15, 16 years ago. Whatever, now we're like old 80-year-old men, 90-year-old men.
Feel like it.
I'd blow my knee out just standing there. Like, you'll be like just looking under a counter, and James will come up to you and be like, "What are you looking for?"
Yeah, and I told him a new job. So James was the KFC manager. He was actually probably the best KFC manager while I worked there out of all of them. The other ones I didn't really care for, but James, we had a good time with James, even though he wanted us to take a lot of pride in our work.
Yeah, which is like, what? Take pride? You remember I let him live with me in my apartment in Hilliard back for six months.
I do remember that. I forgot about that until now, but yeah, I do remember that now that you say that.
Everyone would come to either my house or Josh's house and just partying days, and I had a shopping cart in my house and used to put Josh inside of it, make videos.
Yeah, I do remember that. And that's when we had the Milwaukee's best.
Yeah, how's he doing? Do you still see Josh?
I actually just saw him this past August for the first time. We actually met at Average Joe's over in Hilliard. But yeah, he's doing good. He works at a trucking company. He's doing good. Got a girlfriend. Got a house over in Grove City. So yeah, he's doing good. I got to catch up with him, so that was good.
Man, if you'd asked me, of all the people who would be doing good and buying houses and stuff, Josh wouldn't have been at the top of my list. But, good on him.
Yeah.
Anyhow, you remember us sitting in your car? Well, we sat in your car all the time, just listening to Disturbed or whatever rap we're doing, 3-6 Mafia or whatever. But we were just sitting there one night, and you were like, "Hold on a minute, we're not leaving yet." And I'm like, "What's going on?" And I was just waiting for it. And then I forget who it was and what his name was, but he got in his van eventually, and it just would not start because you had shoved a bunch of pre-packed forks into his tailpipe.
Yeah.
And this is why
we
were sitting
out
cold.
I think his name was Enrique.
Oh, it was Enrique. For some reason, Raffico came to my mind.
I think that was a different guy.
Yeah, it was totally different guy.
Yeah. He was the dishwasher, wasn't he?
Yeah. But weren't they all? Weren't all of us?
Yeah.
I remember
but
pouring
that prep
water.
I was going to say, back to the tailpipe thing. I mean, that wasn't one of the smartest decisions I made, but it was hilarious at the time.
As the listeners can tell, we were just upstanding citizens back then. But you ended up having to leave KFC. Now, this is a story I wanted to break, breaking news. 15 years later, I wanted to get the scoop. You know, what was the reason you left there? I keep saying that you left the company.
Yeah. Long story short, I was fired because I got into an altercation with one of the cooks there because I was a sarcastic asshole and he didn't know how to take my sarcasm.
So you don't really remember what you said? It was just a comment you made. Lupe was like, "Oh, no bueno," or something. You just went at it, started fighting the storm.
Yeah, it was like 10 something at night on like a Wednesday or Thursday, and it was super random and completely unexpected. But I was just joking around with him. You know, I'm super sarcastic, and he didn't take my sarcasm that good, so he swung at me, so I swung back and then went from there, and the next day the manager had to let me go. So, but, you know, it's okay. I'm not real sad about it. I'm not really losing any sleep over it.
Yeah, it's just wild, you know, just out of nowhere, completely unexpected, like you said, but then you had to leave us in 2007 and go to the Air Force. It was a sad day. TC was leaving us. But what happened there? Like, give me some of that leaving and some of your experiences there.
Yeah. The Air Force was a good experience. I don't regret it. I left like a week after I graduated high school. I went to San Antonio, was there for about 6 months. And then got stationed in Montana for the next 5.5 years because I signed a 6-year contract. But yeah, overall, good experience. Got my college paid for through the Air Force. I didn't necessarily enjoy my job that I had while in the Air Force, but again, I don't regret it. I had a good experience overall and met some really good guys out of it.
Now, you really don't know when you're on the outside like me, like what exactly is happening, but I remember talking to you at some point. You were like, this is just really boring. I'm guarding a missile field right now.
Yeah. That's why I said, like, the job I had, I did not really care for, but I understood it, but it was super boring. I mean, it was 12-hour shifts in the middle of nowhere, Montana, and I had to provide security while I did maintenance on the nuclear missiles.
And anything, like, did you get in a fight with any of your there, like you did at KFC?
No, thankfully, I did not. I mean, in Texas, there was a little bit of a fight, but in the actual missile field, Montana, no altercations. A lot of arguments.
What about on the
no altercations?
What about when you're on the road, like driving? Any road rage?
Yeah, there was, I mean, I've had you know, a little bit of road rage since I've been driving. I would like to consider myself as, like, an aggressive driver. But, yeah, I mean, one of my biggest pet peeves now, and I don't know if it's because, like, I'm an old man now, but it's anyone who doesn't use their turn signal. Like, that just pisses me off.
And you feel angry.
Yeah. It's the least you could do. Just use your turn signal. Like, it's not hard.
Now, maybe you were angry because you had COVID. Did you get COVID? Did you have to, like, buy a bunch of toilet paper and get COVID?
No, I did get COVID. I think it was January of 21. And I had a pretty bad, actually, but no, I did not stock up on toilet paper. I really never understood the reason for all that.
Well, you can tell I'm trying to run through my notes real quick here. 10 seconds left on the clock. Who's the worst rapper you've heard in the last 10 years?
Honestly, like the newer guys, they're all so bad. These newer guys over the last 2-3 years that I can't even put which one's the worst. I just don't like the new stuff.
Is it because you can't like understand maybe like half the time?
Yes.
I was going to go into that.
I cannot understand it.
Because a lot of music these days, you just simply can't understand what they're saying. Like a song I was trying to play here.
Yeah, and I don't get how these guys are so hyped up with it. It just sounds like trash, and I hope that like the stuff I like to these new kids doesn't sound like trash. I don't think it does. This new stuff, I don't understand.
Yeah, because I wasn't that way. Like, we weren't like that with music that decade that came before us. But yeah, it's just different. Like, Post Malone won the best rap album. He had one rap song on that album. So it's a different time, you know.
Yeah.
I hear you, man, you know. I feel that way, too.
That's
how I sound when
people don't use their blinkers.
That's you on the road.
Yeah,
that's
me when I drive.
That was those lyrics. Either that or your whole family has to just die to make that song, you know?
That's crazy. Yeah, I guess.
Anyway, it's 2024, so of course we're going to have the probable Trump and Biden rematch, and Trump is out there, you know? mocking people and back to his old antics. What do you, if you're to make a prediction, is this actually going to be our only two choices in November? And who do you predict will go over in this?
It's
putting you on the spot.
You know, the one thing that I can't understand about our country is that we have a minimum age you have to be president, but there's no maximum. And I say that because I feel like Joe is past the maximum, and I cannot imagine voting for him, especially in 24. I don't think he's gonna win, but I really hope there's a different person that goes up against Trump.
It's looking like it's just those two.
I know.
I mean, we're really getting down to it. If there was gonna be someone, it would have happened like last year. I feel normally like 2 years out. You had your Bernie Sanders came close and got shut down eventually. Before this point, so it's looking like the rematch. Free the hostages, Joe. Could do it, Joe.
Yeah.
Do it, Joe.
Yeah, it's I'm not trying to make fun of Joe. It's honestly sad to watch him sometimes and just to see his movements. I don't think anyone that age should be running the country.
Yeah, he falls a lot, you know?
Yeah.
You get a certain age, you fall, like you die. Like just falling on the ground. I'll bring an obscure reference up. The actor that led the old vampire TV show, Dark Shadows, his name was Jonathan Frid. He played Barnabas, this vampire. This is well before either you and I were born, you know? But he just fell one day in his old age, and he died. He just fell and died.
Oh, damn.
So that's what happens. I just got a message from Rob May.
Nice.
What a problem. Hopefully Rob calls him. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that'd be great. Special guest.
Oh, all the stories we could tell. Oh, my goodness. Anyway, I wanted to thank you for giving me some time tonight before you head off to bed and I get my day started.
Well, thank you, Jamie. I appreciate it.
All right, man. That's been Jamie Joshua Live for Sunday, January 7th. Any last words about just what is, John. We didn't mention John. Was he the one that got you, like, said, hey, man, come work at KFC with me?
Yeah, he was. He actually lived two doors down from me and was my best friend. Actually still is my best friend. And, yeah, he started working there a little bit before me, and then we both started working there. And, we've remained friends since.
That's good. I remember when Gold's Gym opened up right there, everybody, all of us got memberships. And, like, I went, like, three times.
Yeah, and John actually ended up working there.
Yeah. Me and Kelly just ran around the track a few times and left. I think James went there to, like, take a shit or something. James had a gym membership.
Yeah, I saw, I think last year there was, like, a shooting there. Did you see that? It was, like, on the basketball court.
No, I didn't. On the
yeah, it was at that gym.
Oh, wow. Well, it can happen anywhere. You know, Biden's going to stop all that soon. Can't be doing nothing with that firm hand around.
No.
Why did Kid Rock shoot up Bud Light, though? Like, my precious favorite Bud Light. That was weird.
Yeah. I mean, I kind of understand where he's coming from. I'm not sure Bud Light's going to recover from their poor decision they made. But, yeah, it's hard not to like Kid Rock, though.
Well, yeah, he's a the second he stepped on stage at Woodstock 99, I'm like, that's some motherfucking man right there.
Yeah.
20 years later, it's like, yeah. Anyway, we're going to go into the hellfire here real quick. Kim Joshua Live. I think I got through all of my notes. That was very impressive. Do that 20 minutes. You'll have to come back on, though, so we can go into further depth about various things.
Yeah, yeah. I'm looking forward to the part two.
Oh, yeah. This is signing off here.